Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight Podcast. My name is Tricia Morales Padilla, and I am an attorney here in San Antonio, Texas. And in this podcast, I'm going to be bringing you little pieces of information to kind of help your journey of divorce and custody and make it a little easier and a little bit smoother of a transition, and hopefully answer any questions that you have about a number of different subjects that I'll be talking about. If you're listening to this podcast and you have any questions, go ahead and email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com, or you can give us a call at 210-410-8013. This is episode 6. And today I'm going to be talking about retirement accounts and 401ks and what's commonly called qualified domestic relations order, or quadros is how they're known. So with retirement, being that Texas is a community property state, again, anything that is acquired during the marriage, so from the date of marriage to the date of divorce, is considered community property and is subject to being split 50-50. Then now there are different factors that could change that, and that would be something that you would need to specifically talk to an attorney about your specific situation. But generally, it is subject to being split 50-50. So I want to give you some examples. If you have an employer and you have worked for them prior to the marriage, anything that has been acquired in your retirement prior to the marriage is not going to be taken into consideration. So that amount will be factored out of it. So whatever the balance was as of the date of your marriage, that would not count. And it would just be anything that has acquired during the marriage. And then that's subject to 50-50. So you get 50% of your retirement and your spouse gets 50% of your retirement. Now, all retirement plans have a plan administrator, and a lot of the rules as far as what needs to be in the order, what information that they need to split it, how it's going to be paid out, and when it can be cashed out is going to be subject to the plan administrator. So this is not going to be information that you're going to be able to utilize necessarily across the board without contacting your plan administrator. But anytime somebody is getting divorced and there is retirement has acquired during the marriage, that is when we start looking towards, did it all accrue while you were married? Was your entire employment overlapped by your marriage? Or did you work there and have something in your retirement account prior to marriage? So we start as of the date of marriage. What was the balance? And then what is the balance now that you're getting divorced? A whole separate order needs to be entered generally. There are some retirements that don't and can just utilize the divorce decree. So again, you'll need to check with your plan administrator. But a lot of times what they want is a qualified domestic relations order or a domestic relations order. So either a quadro or just a DRO, depending on the retirement. And that is going to be a separate order that's going to dictate and order the plan administrator to split up the retirement, and that letting them know that it can be paid out to a separate individual. So your plan administrator isn't just going to start cashing checks out to your spouse or giving them money, because there needs to be a court order for them to do so. So just know that that's kind of a whole separate order from your divorce decree that you or your spouse will need regarding your retirement. Now there is a couple of things as far as like KEO plans and military retirement. They're a whole separate beast in and of themselves, and that would be something that you would need to talk specifically with an attorney about, because that is another subject for another day. This is just generally retirement and how does that work. Now, as far as retirement goes, the plan administrator also has certain steps as far as if you can cash the retirement out early, or does your spouse need to wait until you can cash out your retirement and retire. There are some retirement plans that require even your spouse to wait until you are eligible for retirement and you can cash out, and they don't allow an early cash out. So that is also something to talk to your attorney about and find out if that's something in the divorce that you need to know. So that way you know that you may not be eligible to get that lump sum of money right now. You may still have to wait 5, 10, 15, 20 years to even be able to access that amount of money. Now, that is going to be a set amount, because the date of divorce and the date of marriage, whatever accrued, isn't going to change. So there's going to be a certain set amount as of the date of divorce, and even if your spouse continues to work there and accrue retirement, you're not going to be entitled to any of that. But a lot of times, if you do cash out the retirement early because you need it now, you'll be subject to the same rules and regulations as anybody on their own retirement. So a lot of times, plan administrators or for retirement for tax purposes, they're going to charge you a fee to cash out early. Plus, you're going to have to pay taxes on the amount that you cashed out. And that would be something that you would need to specifically talk to an accountant or a CPA, because I am neither of those, to find out what are the ramifications of you cashing out a retirement early versus waiting until the retirement age of your spouse to cash out then. And again, that's just kind of a general overview. I know a lot of people have questions regarding specific retirement. And like I said, that would be questions that you would want to contact an attorney, because everybody has a separate situation and a separate set of facts that's going to apply. And like I said, each plan administrator is different and each retirement is different. So you'll want to consult with an attorney on those. But if you have any questions, like I said, go ahead and feel free to email us at lawful, L-A-W-F-U-L, insight podcast. @gmail.com. You can give us a call at 210-410-8013. And again, I want to thank you for listening to Lawful Insight Podcast. My name is Tricia Morales Padilla. Go ahead and subscribe if you want to get notifications of each time that I post a podcast. I know not all of the content and the subject matter is for everyone. They may not apply to your situation, but you can kind of weed through which ones have information that you need and have questions of. And hopefully it will assist you along the way. All right. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.